David wanted to take a couple of minutes here today to visit with you about the nomination process for FSA County Committees, process that begins, what, Monday?
Yes, it begins Monday, June 17th.
So who's eligible to be a candidate for county committees?
The eligible people for county committees are those folks who participate or cooperate in a program administered by a Farm Service Agency, their eligible voting age, and they reside in the local administrative area in which the person is a candidate.
Let's take a moment and talk a little bit about the role of the county committee. What will they be responsible for?
Well, the role of the county committee is an important role in USDA. They provide a lot of local grassroots input to the agency as far as local farming techniques and cultural practices. And as you know, agriculture is different in every county in the United States, and these local county committees help the agency administer the programs that affect agriculture in their respective counties. They help administer our commodity price support loans and repayments, our conservation programs, our incentive, indemnity, and disaster payments for some of our commodities, some of our emergency programs, and also some payment eligibility programs.
So how does one go about being nominated?
Well, folks can nominate others or they can nominate themselves. And the last day to file a nomination for this voting period in 2013 is August the 1st.
So how long of a term do they serve?
3 years.
For those that might be interested in serving on the county committee, what are maybe some of the things that you would like for them to keep in mind?
Well, they need to, first, if they have any questions, visit their local county Farm Service Agency office, and they can get a lot of the details on the eligibility criteria, both for nominating themselves or others or the eligible voter. If they're an operator of a farm or owner-operator of a farm in a county and they would like to be a nominee for consideration, we would encourage them to do that. Sometimes we have trouble getting enough applicants to participate in the process, and it is really important to all the farmers in the county that they have this grassroots participation and organization level, because really the county committee representative is the farmer's voice with USDA as far as how we administer our various programs.
Now, David, we're talking about the nomination process now. The voting process will then be held later.
Yes, the voting process will be held later. Around the 1st of November, we're going to be mailing ballots out to eligible voters, the eligible farmers in the county. And December 2nd will be the last day to return the voted ballots to our USDA Service Center. And on January 1st, 2014, the newly elected committee members will take their office.
All right. David, anything else about the county committee process that you'd like to mention?
Well, we would just encourage all folks who think they might be interested to participate in the process. We also have the ability for organizations that represent minorities and women farmers or ranchers to nominate candidates as well, because the Secretary of Agriculture also has the authority to appoint advisors to the county committee in addition to those elected. And we try to make sure that the advisor role, when those are appointed, cover some of the minority and the women farm groups so that they are represented as well.
All right. But again, the main thing to keep in mind right now is that the nomination starts on Monday, June 17th, with the nomination ending August 1st.
Yes.